ABC Radio Australia.
The head of the World Health Organization, General Tedros Ghebreyesus, recently addressed the world's medical leaders, but he was not in his normal suit jacket. Instead, he was wearing a bright blue Tongan shirt.
When we originally planned this year's World Health Assembly, we invited that choir from Tonga, choir of nurses and midwives, to perform and to mark the International Year of the Nurse and the Midwife. COVID-19 has deprived us of that privilege. But today, I'm wearing this shirt from Tonga, which I got actually from the minister, as a gesture of thanks and solidarity with our friends from the Pacific.
As he dedicated his closing remarks at the 73rd World Health Assembly in Geneva to the Tongan Nurses Choir, Dr. Ghebreyesus also stunned a few people in Nuku'alofa. The choir had been preparing for the trip to Switzerland since last year, but of course plans then stalled because of COVID-19. But speaking to Anthony Stewart, the choir master and head of Tonga's nursing college, Tilemakama, says everyone was feeling pretty special after hearing the WHO's director's acknowledgement.
The choir that we have is made up of nursing students from our School of Nursing and Allied Health. And the choir has been sort of in existence for many, many years or decades, as long as I could remember.
How did you come to the attention of the Director General of the World Health Organization?
Last year, the former Minister for Health, Dr. Sayapukala, he invited the WHO Director General to visit Tonga. So when he came, the program that we prepared consists of a welcoming official service where the choir actually sang at the hospital. And that's when he first heard us singing, and it was just impressive and also captivating his attention, that when he spoke for the first time in his first speech, he automatically invited the choir to be part of the WHA events this year.
What did you sing for the Director General?
We actually sang a Tongan song, and I think it was the tempo of the song that we sang, that was sung. It has the sort of the kind of Polynesian kind of tempo to it and music.
Were you surprised when the Director General invited the choir to the World Health Assembly?
It was a big surprise, and everybody was excited, not only the nurses, but the doctors, the allied health workers, everybody in the hospital that day. They all wanted to put up their hand to be part of the choir.
Did you get a few more members?
So it was quite an excitement for the nursing cadres and also for the choir and for the school.
Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic intervened and stopped your nurses going. Was that a disappointment, or were you also interested in focusing on the pandemic and preparing Tonga?
Well, it was a disappointment because the excitement and also the preparation and looking forward to and planning sort of started straight away. Because it usually take for a big group of 20 nurses going to all the way to Geneva, there's a lot of preparation that needed to be done, and also preparation of the music and the songs. So when it was stopped, there was some disappointment with particularly, I'm sure, with the choir that was selected. But I think everybody sort of understood that it would anticipated that it would come to that it would be cancelled, and there will not be a chance to actually go all the way to Geneva for these young people. So, and of course, the focus was already sort of toned down at the time, and everybody was actually focusing more on around the preparation for the pandemic that was taking up the whole world and including us too.
Were you surprised when, in his closing remarks, the Director General again addressed the choir and the fact that they couldn't be at the World Health Assembly?
I think we were. It was humbling, and also it really demonstrated that he was really meaning it when he made that invitation from his heart. And of course, it was heartwarming for all of us to actually be acknowledged, and that he made tribute to the choir that has done a lot of preparation to go all the way to Geneva to sing their hearts out and to represent the nurses of the Pacific and also the nurses of Tonga. Not just the nurses and the midwives, but we also did big preparation knowing that this year it was declared the year of the nurse and the midwife. So the choir here also prepared a special song, tribute to the year of the nurse and the midwife. And I think they're still, we're still considering holding on to the song and waiting on a good timing to release it.